Howells to Deering, who knocks the ball in on his right foot. Here's Manuel. His control was poor, but he whips it across the face of the goal. Header off the line. Here is a shot, right foot shot, over the bar, outside the 18-yard box. And the referee has been ushered over. There's some kind of incident there. And it looks serious. The physio's on. A crowd of players. Dean, doesn't look good.
No, the clearance off the line, but he's in absolute agony, writhing around in pain down there, screaming out. They need a stretcher. They need... you can just see the face of the players there, their head in their hands. That looks a nasty one. Round of applause you can start hearing now is the medical staff are now able to move Coombs, and he's getting a nice round of applause.
That's a relief, isn't it?
He's on his feet, which is
a
brilliant sign, and really
he's
good
walking.
To see.
He's got a player each side of him just holding him up, but the fact that he's walking, the ripple of applause is well deserved. The linesman and referee are out, Stephen Hughes and Luke Donaldson and Tom Feller out. I think we've got game on. Lafayette, who's got a yellow card, will he have a goal to his name? Because it is from that incident, Lafayette, who's going to take it, is against Smith. It's 12 yards. It's towards that river end. Lafayette looks at the referee, looks at his watch. The crowd, quiet. They've gone numb, this home crowd at Priory Lane. Here's Lafayette, right foot, penalty. Goal for Billericay. Eastbourne Borough 0, Billericay Town 1 after 32 minutes. Game resumes and it's a 1-0 lead for the Ricky.
Well, look what it means to him. All the players to a man go over. They get themselves in a huddle to celebrate that goal. Nothing over exuberant. It was just, they've done it for Coombs. He scored. Every player went over to celebrate. And what a calm penalty. Right footed. Into the bottom left-hand corner, or bottom right-hand corner as we're looking. And, it's one of those, from a Billericay Town point of view, it's almost justice for the injury sustained to Coombs.
You're listening to Live Sports FM. Left shot, goal! Oh, it's a Billericay afternoon, that's for sure. It's Aaron Sibia who's just whipped one in, left foot strike, 20 yards out. Oh, that's a cracker. We have the perfect vision here, just behind the player, and he absolutely smacked it. Goalkeeper Smith, no chance at all. It's now 2-0, Dean.
I know, what a strike. I mean, we're right behind that, and that was a left foot thunderbolt that just swerved left and right into the top corner. What he's doing shooting from that far out, I mean, it's a good 30, 35 yards out. He is absolutely arrowed that into the corner, and that is one you'll want to see again and again and again.
Here's an opportunity for the sub. Right foot shot, hits the bar off the legs of the goalkeeper. Super play there, and that was almost a goal for Dawes. Did everything right. The goalkeeper got his foot in the way. The ball hit the crossbar, gone for a corner. Great play from the sports.
Yeah, Dawes played in behind, and his vicious shot just probably had too much on it. A bit less power, and the deflection probably would have gone under the bar rather than on top of it. But Cox now with a chance from the corner.
Dean Cox given man the match as Lafayette counter-attack for Billericay Town down this left-wing area. There's just Emmanuel in the box at the moment. Lafayette holds the ball up. He's got three defenders around him. Goes towards the corner flag. We're into 90-plus minutes now. It looks like a Billericay dramatic victory with everything has gone on in the last 24 hours. It's a huge result for the Essex boys and the Essex team in the club.
Absolutely, but I think, you know, looking at this club and looking at this team over the past few years, we shouldn't be surprised with the result. On the pitch, they've continuously done it, and it looks like they're going to claim yet another 3 points, which is something that their fans are getting used to.
Well, the managerial team of Dean Brennan, superb job. The players for Billericay Town, wonderfully done in the honour, really, of the player that went off, Adam Coombs. 20 odd minutes he was lying on that ground. We didn't know what to think. Thankfully, the chairman has assured us he is good. He will be out of hospital tomorrow, and that's pleasing news. And it's a thumping victory for Billericay Town. There goes the whistle. It is full time. One of the most dramatic football matches in non-league football this season, no doubt about that. With all that's gone on with Billericay Town, they come here against the odds. They've lost one of their strikers during the game after 32 minutes, but they've won this astonishing game of football, 2-0.